The text today can be found in the first 14 of 2 Kings and the chapter 2. Question asked by Elisha. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Here is a question that falls from the lips of Elisha, and I believe should fall from the lips of every child of God in this place today. What terrible days we are living in. Days of apostasy, days of evil, days of darkness, days of great sin. And oh, that every one of us today in God's house, with all of our heart, would cry this out. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Now, as we can see by reading these words, Elisha uttered these words as he stood by the River Jordan. Elijah, his master, had just been taken up into heaven in a chariot of fire. Elisha was now the true prophet of the Lord. Elijah was taken from his sight. Now he's looking not for Elijah, but for Elijah's God. He had worked for a number of years with Elijah. You know, what a joy and what a thrill that must have been to work with a mighty man of God like Elijah. And he would have watched Elijah, and he would have listened to his messages, and he would have looked at his example. But not only did he learn much about Elijah, because as he labored with Elijah, he learned much about Elijah's God. And dear friends, that's the most important thing in life, is God. And Elisha labored with Elijah. He learned much from this mighty man of God, but he learned how important it was to have Elijah's God. Elijah was no doubt important to Elisha, but Elijah's God was more important. And I can say just to everyone today, what's more important to you? What is more important to every child of God gathered in God's house this morning? Are you looking for Elijah's God? Elijah was gone. What must Elisha do? Where must Elisha turn to? And he comes to the River Jordan, and he does the best, and he does the only thing. He searches for Elijah's God. Because as we read here in the Word of God, he comes to this river, he takes the mantle of Elijah, and he cries out, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I'd like to commence our ministry here in Kikila this day with this question. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I believe it's a very sincere question. I believe Elisha meant this. I believe Elisha wanted this. I believe this is the desire of his heart. More than riches, more than gold, more than popularity. Here is Elisha, and he cries out, where is the Lord God of Elijah?
He wanted God more than anything.
And I want you to notice, he didn't say, where is Elijah? He didn't say, where is the great prophet? Where is Elijah? He didn't say that.
He wanted Elijah's God.
And this was sincerity in his heart. He wanted the God of Elijah. Elijah means God is Jehovah, or Jehovah is my God. And Elisha wanted the God of Elijah. You think of the psalmist David. He had this desire in his heart. In Psalm 42 and verse 1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And here is David. And David has a desire in his heart. And David has a longing in his heart. And what is it?
That he can find Elijah's God. Oh, that he could find God. His soul was thirsting for God. His soul was panting after God.
We think of Job. In Job 23 and the verse 3, he says, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Here is God's people looking for God. Here is God's people longing after God. And here is Elisha, and he cries out, where is the Lord God of Elijah? What sort of God did Elijah have that he wanted him? Dear friends, Elijah's God was a powerful God. No other God would do Elisha. He didn't want the gods of Balaam or any other false gods of that day. There was a particular God that he wanted. And he says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? What sort of God did Elijah have? And if you turn back the pages, you will find the God that Elijah had. And you will find he was a powerful God. The power of God was upon Elijah. You will find in 1 Kings chapter 18, and we're not taking time to look at the whole passage, but I'm sure it's well known to all of us. Elijah, the man of God, against 450 prophets of Baal. Now, in the eyes of man, there was no contest. Surely 450 prophets of Baal would consume, destroy one man, the God of Jehovah. But you read that passage. Dear friends, Elijah, with God on his side, destroyed, consumed, killed the false prophets. The fire of God fell down upon the sacrifice of Elijah. And everybody on that day saw something. That Elijah's God was powerful. That Elijah's God still lives, you see. He was a powerful God. Admittedly, Elisha was not with him in that time, but I have no doubt Elijah told him. It was a talk, you see, of the whole country. How Elijah's God, the power of Elijah's God, fell down upon the sacrifice on that day. Elijah's God, you see, was a powerful God. And he wanted the power of Elijah's God. You can see that in his request in verse 9. Do you remember Elijah said unto him, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And here is the longing of his heart. He wanted a double portion of the power of God upon him, you see. He wanted the power of Elijah's God in his life. Elijah's God was a preserving God. Did God not preserve Elijah from his enemies? The king and his men were searching after Elijah to take away his life. And did God come to Elijah and he says, hide thyself down there at the brook Cherith. It was told about Elijah how the king had searched the land high and low by Obadiah. How the king was searching for him. He wanted to take away his life. But he couldn't do it. And why could he not do it? Because Elijah's God protected him and preserved him from all of his enemies and from the famine God preserved him. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 4 to 6 it tells how the Lord tells him to get away down to a brook Cherith, for I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. And Elijah goes down to Brook Cherith, and there he sits. Day after day, week after week, month after month,
And every day the ravens came and fed him. And even when the brook, dear friends, dried up, God told him to go to Sarf. You see, Elijah's God, a preserving God, and looked after Elijah. And this was the God that Elisha wanted. He realized, I need God, Elijah's God. I need the power of Elijah's God. I need God to preserve me, to protect me, to meet my need. Elijah's God was a prayer answering God. Elijah could take that verse in Psalm 34 verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. It's an interesting study to look at the prayers of Elijah. He was a man who knew God. He was a man who prayed to God with all of his heart. And you can find in 1 Kings chapter 17 where the young lad was dead. It said in verse 20, and he cried unto the Lord, O Lord my God. And here's a man, listen, and he's crying unto God. And he cried to God that the young man's life would come back into him. And it says, and the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. Isn't that wonderful? Elijah prayed, and God heard him. God heard his prayers and gave him his answers. In 1 Kings 18 verse 27, we have him up on top of the mountain. And he says, hear me, O Lord, hear me. And he's crying unto God with all of his heart. And God heard him. And I want you to know, God heard him. God heard his petitions and his prayers. And we find them at the end of verse 1 Kings 18. Down, bow down before God. And he's crying unto his servant, go look toward the sea. And even when he was told there is nothing, he says, go again. And you know, dear friends, Elijah's God was a prayer answering God. The cloud appeared, you see. You see, where is the Lord God of Elijah? This was the God. This was the one that Elisha wanted. He wanted the power of Elijah's God. He wanted a God who could preserve him. He wanted a prayer answering God. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Oh, dear child of God today, is this your burning desire in your heart? Are you today in God's house? And this question is for you. I believe it's for me. I believe it's for the Reverend Mercer. I believe it should be for everyone. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? Is that what you're looking for in this new year? More than riches. More than possessions. More than anything. Is this the desire of your heart? Are we not fed up with the coldness and death and the darkness and sin of this land? Do you not want the fire and the power of God in your soul? Maybe there's some here. You've had it years ago. You've had the power of our latest God. But today you haven't got him. It's not God's fault, of course. Is this the God, dear friends, that you're looking for? I need him. You need this God. We need the power of Elijah's God. How are we going to live in this new year? We need God to preserve us from the devil and from all sin. We want this prayer answering God. Wouldn't it be great to come to God's house and to the prayer meetings? And for all of us with one voice to lift up our voice unto God and bring our petitions, large petitions. Well, things that would seem impossible with men, let us bring them together. Wouldn't it be great? And for God to answer them, that's the God we want, isn't it? The Lord God of Elijah. That's the only God I want. Dear friends, it is the only God that we need. This great Lord God of Elijah. Is that your heart's desire? It was Elisha's. Oh, child of God, I trust it's yours. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? It was a very sincere question. It was a suitable question as well. You see, it suited Elisha. He was all alone now. For 9 to 10 years, you know, he had Elijah to be his companion. Elijah was his friend, his guide, his master, his instructor. And if there was any problems at all, he could always go to Elijah. But Elijah wasn't there. See how he cried after Elijah in verse 12. He says, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen are off. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes. And, you know, he rent them in two pieces. All the distress he felt as he lost Elijah. Could you really explain that? The experience must have been the bitterness, the hurt, the pain that he felt in his soul, friends. He had lost his friend, his master, his companion. He was now alone. So he needed Elijah's God. New responsibilities were now laid upon him. He was now the new prophet in Israel. He was going to have to take the place of Elijah. Now that would have been hard act to follow. I would not like to be the one to take the place of Elijah. That would have been difficult. The request suited Elisha. He needed help. New responsibilities were laid upon him. Now, we were here at the week of prayer. It was a great week of prayer. And you know, I looked up the other day and there was the Reverend Foster, Dr. Douglas, and Dr. Paisley. And you know, the Reverend Foster prayed and the place near shook. And then Dr. Paisley came in and he prayed. And the Reverend John Greer, he prayed. But so I to myself, what are we going to do when these men go? What a difference it made when they prayed, when they cried unto God. And dear friends, how are we going to go on? We need Elijah's God, you see. I think of Elisha. Elijah was gone from him. And he says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? It suited him. New responsibilities were now laid upon him. He was now God's mouthpiece. Also, can I say, suited him, because the people would now be looking to him for guidance. You see that in 2 Kings chapter 19. They came to Elisha. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord saith, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And here's the people, and they're coming to who? They're coming now to Elisha. They say he has Elijah's mantle. That's what they have been saying. He has got Elijah's mantle. But they will be asking this question, does he have Elijah's God? The people were looking to him. It suited him also because great difficulty lay before him. The River Jordan now lay in his pathway. How was he going to get across? He had saw Elijah. He crossed it. He took off the mantle and smote the waters and they divided. Great difficulty lay in front of Elisha. He needs Elijah's God. And I think, dear friends, it suited every one of God's people here today. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? And there may be some people here, I don't know everyone in this congregation, but there may be some people here today, and you're starting the new year alone. Maybe you've lost your husband. Maybe, dear friend, you've lost your wife. Maybe others have forsaken you, and you feel all alone. But do you not need Elijah's God? If you're all alone, you need Elijah's God. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 16, but all men forsook me. But the Lord didn't forsake him. And that little cell, dear friends, he needed Elijah's God. Maybe you're all alone. Maybe you feel you're being forsaken. Maybe death has snatched away a loved one from your bosom. You need Elijah's God to suit you. Maybe new responsibilities has been placed upon some people here. Maybe someone starting out the year
a Sunday school teacher. Maybe a last Sunday school teacher was a great Sunday school teacher. Maybe you're saying within your heart and soul, well, how am I ever going to be able to follow such a person, a lady or a man in this church? Remember, dear friends, you need the Lord to help you. Whatever your task, in the Sunday Bible class, in your home, in your work, in school, in your workplace, whatever it is, you're responsible. You need Elijah's God. Maybe you've come under great difficulties. Maybe sickness. For some of us here, you know, we hardly know what it's like to be sick. And I thank God for my health and strength. In all my time preaching in Lewis in Jar Chapel, I never had to miss one service through sickness in nearly 7 years. I think a couple of times I maybe could have stayed in bed, but I wouldn't stay in bed. I remember one time I had an operation on my foot, and I limped up into the pulpit a couple of days after the operation in crutches, and I sat in this big stool and I preached the word of God over the pulpit to the people. But nevertheless, there are people who are sick. There are people whose bodies are filled with pain. There are people who lose sleep at night, friends. And there's problems, and there's sickness, and there's illness. You need Elijah's God. That's who you need. Maybe there's family problems ahead. Maybe you have them. Financial problems. There are people, I don't know, has spiritual problems. And that could be the severest pain of all for God's people, friends. To have spiritual problems. To feel that you have lost God. That you're not walking with God. And that you're far from God. That is severe problems. It's good to cry, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" It suits me, this question. And I have no doubt it suits every child of God in this place today. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? This was the cry from the heart of this mighty prophet of God. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He needed Elijah's God. And I'll tell you, friends, I need Elijah's God. As I take up this new work in this church, whatever it entails, the missions, the doors, the visitation, whatever the preaching, I need Elijah's God. I need Elijah's God. But so do you. But so do you. It's a suitable question. But let me say lastly, it's a simple question. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Now look what happened. And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Dear friends, it's a simple question. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where was he? He was just a prayer away. Indeed, we can say he was with him. He was by his side. Elijah's God still lives today. Elijah's God was with him. And when he cried this out with his heart, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elijah's God was with him just there and then, friends. I'm sure his heart was filled with joy. Elijah's God was with him. And you only have to follow the life of Elisha, and you'll find him doing great miracles. You'll find he was a man of prayer. You'll find he was a man, dear friends, of great power. You'll find that time and time again in his life that Elijah's God was with him. In verse 15, the people saw that Elijah's God was with him. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." Not wonderful. The people looked and they saw what? Elijah's God still lives. And the spirit of Elijah's God was on Elisha. My dear friends, is that not what you want today in your heart and in your life? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Let me say to you,
He's with His people. God is not a God far off from His people. God is with us. In Psalm 48 verse 14, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Where is God? The psalmist says, this God of Elijah, this God is with His people. He is our God for when? Forever and forever. God is with His people. God is near His people. And we were singing together that great hymn, "Elijah's God still lives today." That's a simple statement. Some people nearly think that God was dead. But our God is not dead. Our God is still King. Our God still lives. Our God is still near His people. He's just a prayer away. That's why I would encourage God's people to come to the house of prayer. It was great to be here the other night, on, I think it was Tuesday night. We had to move out of a little room a couple of nights, but on Tuesday night particularly, this whole side was near filled with people. Dear child of God, make it a habit to come to the house of prayer. It's so easy. You know, there's 100 reasons why you shouldn't go. I know that. I could give you many reasons why I shouldn't come. But there's one reason why you should. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? Now, if we all came to this house and with one voice and one cry sought for God, wouldn't that be great? The young people, we all with one voice. We want the power of Elijah's God. We want the fire of Elijah's God in this town of Tequil. We want the Lord God of our life. And with one voice, if we come to this house and seek for Elijah's God, we'll find Him. We'll find Him. Or join with us at the place of prayer. Because Elijah's God is just a prayer way. But then I said we have to get something of the power. Before we get something of the power of Elijah's God in our life, we need to get more of the character of Elijah's God about us. See, He's the God of Elijah. We have to be like Elijah. Elijah stood for the Lord. When there was nobody standing, he stood. And you know, that can be difficult. When you seem to be the only voice and the only one who will stand for God. But Elijah was not afraid. He wasn't worried about the multitudes that followed Baal. He stood for God when nobody else was seek to stand. You and I need to stand for God. We need to fight the good fight of faith, as it says in 1 Timothy 6 and the verse 12. We need to pray like Elijah. You know, Elijah set forth in the Bible, in the book of James chapter 5, as the example to pray. We are to pray like Elijah. It says in James chapter 5 and the verse 16 and 17, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed. And James is looking for an example of how we are to pray, how we are to seek God. He picks Elijah. Do you want Elijah's God? Then we must seek to be like Elijah. We must seek to stand like Elijah, to supplicate like Elijah. Elijah was a man who was separated from the evil and from the world. We need to separate from the world. The Bible says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." Elijah was a man who was zealous for God. He says in 1 Kings 19 and verse 10, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts." Here's a man who had a great God. Here's a man who stood for God. Here's a man who was zealous for God. We need these qualities in our life. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? Can I say to all of God's people, I'm closing now, there's only one life. And to the young people, you have only one opportunity to live for God. May we all take it. only one life. It'll soon be past. It's only what's done for Jesus Christ will last. Give your life to Christ. Give the life to Christ.
And I trust that this year you say, I want to walk with the God of Elijah. I want to walk with Elijah's God. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He's here. He's in the church. He's in the Christian. I know God dwells in heaven, but he's with us. Let us seek his face together. Let us pray for his power to come down upon each one of us and upon this town. Let God of Elijah reveal himself to all in this place. We would pray, I say in closing, for those who's not saved, that you would seek for God, that you would turn from your sins and repent and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior at the beginning of the year. Maybe you're saying, well, I'll get saved later on in the year. Friends, we know not what a day may bring forth. I would urge you to turn today with all of your heart if you're not saved and trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? May God bless his work to all of our hearts. Amen.